Welcome, welcome to another Big Gay Date. I'm Dave Mosley.
I'm Carl Skeens.
And this is the start of what we are cautiously, optimistically calling our second season for Big Gay Date. And what better way to start it off with one of the finest sci-fi pieces of all time? It's George Lucas's original 1977 Star Wars.
Yeah. This movie's amazing. I don't know if George Lucas understood why this movie worked, but it worked. Now, Princess Leia's sterile white hallways in her ship at the beginning of this, I never really enjoyed. They were my least favorite spaceship interiors out of all the original trilogy. But since I have recently saw Rogue One, no spoilers, but they get the plans, now I kind of get it. Was that a spoiler? I don't think so.
No.
I mean, it says it literally
says it
right here.
This is spoiling it right now. In fact, this is a spoiler for Rogue One, this movie.
Yeah. Everyone, if you haven't seen Rogue One, don't read this.
And this came out 40 years before that movie. That's an epic spoiler.
Yeah, bro. That's some continuity right there. It's not like Lost, where they didn't even fucking know where they were going.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. They had no idea they were going to end up in a church when they were writing season one. They had no clue.
This iconic theme, stirring up the emotions. It's been a long time since I've seen any of these original Star Wars movies. In fact, I certainly haven't seen them since Force Awakens came out or Rogue One. I know you said you've seen this. Rogue One was so good you had to go out and actually watch this movie again.
It makes this movie better.
This has always been my I've always thought this movie is very boring. Like, I love it, but it's a bit shit, you know?
If you watch this right after Rogue One, it feels like Rogue One is the setup, and then this is like the fruition of...
This is where the real movie starts.
Yeah.
I guess it's compared to Empire and Jedi, which are just a lot more exciting. You know, there's more going on, and the stakes are bigger, so...
Well, okay, when you watch Ocean's 11, okay, the prepping for the heist... is like a totally different movie than the way they film the actual heist.
Sure.
That is like a small like film on its own. This is the heist.
Yeah.
You know?
These hallways here are not doing it for you?
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan. I always thought it was kind of lazy.
Well, but this was one of the last scenes shot, I believe. And I think a lot of it was recycled from other sets, because by this point the budget had got so stretched. They were using parts of sets that had already been destroyed from previous scenes.
Oh, yeah, like the robot head coffee maker.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Well, and I like that in this one, especially on a TV this large, you can actually like pick out some of the individual model kits on the exteriors of the ships. Have you seen some of the sets you can buy now to make these the 'cause the original scale for the scale of the model ships for episode 4 was smaller than the scale they did for episodes 5 and 6.
Makes sense.
And episodes 5 and 6 they were able to make X-wings out of actual X-wing model kits because Star Wars is popular. You know,
the Star Destroyers are a lot bigger in those movies as well. Like,
yeah, but if you want to make a model that's accurate to this, you can't get a list of Star Wars parts. You get like, okay, this part of the ship came from this tank kit put out by this kind like company in 1962.
This Boeing set here.
Yeah, well, now somebody's done the homework and has 3D printed all
God
of them.
God bless the internet.
Yeah, it the same way you can if you want to build Luke's like saber, you can buy Luke's saber or you can get online and find out the actual like flash bulbs and
shit. Well, that's
fucking
tough now, yeah, because everyone fucking did that. They went and bought all those flash handles and shit.
And now they're expensive as shit.
Yeah, now they're super rare.
Fucking Star
Wars
fans.
You hear recently CRT TVs are going to be extinct soon because there's just not enough. There's nobody making the parts anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like the whole winding of the coils or shit.
Wow.
So...
It's going to turn into a craft field.
Yeah.
You know,
You have to go on Etsy to fucking get your CRT TVs for your arcade machines and shit.
Oh, God.
So... Okay, so the last time I saw Darth Vader was in Rogue One. And he was fucking kicking ass. walking mm-hmm. through the halls and everything. And now I see him, and he just kind of very casually strolls in.
Well, that's because at the end of Rogue One, he literally like was going after the plans and saw the plans get passed off in the door, saw them go off in this ship. He fucking knows they're here, you know? So, like, now he's not searching for him. Now he's just coming after him. So, in a moment when Princess Leia's telling him, I'm on a diplomatic mission, it turns her into such a badass bitch because he knows they're there. She knows that he knows... You know,
it's just a stare down. Like, yeah, I know you're
and
lying.
She's just lying to him.
Why are you lying to me?
He fucking knows. Yeah,
it's not. I mean, it's just funny. Maybe he's just got all the killing out of his system, or something. You know, or maybe like he walked in, he was looking to do some more killing, but all the stormtroopers shot them first. Because mm-hmm. he kind of walks in and he looks like a little sad, like he missed all the action. You know, he's late to the game.
Well, and he also knows he can't just ice Princess Leia yet because she can still be kind of important, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, there's only so much he can do. Kill as many peons as you want. They're red shirts.
Yeah. Did the suit in Rogue One, was it based off of this one? Because I know his suit changes between the next couple of movies.
I think it was, yeah. Okay. I think it was based off of this one.
But it was much, you know, much shinier. This movie looks old. That's the thing. The lighting is all different and shit.
Mm-hmm. Even the remastered version is still dated as fuck.
Yeah. Now, we never see anybody stun again. We never see a stormtrooper stun.
They either miss or kill.
Yeah. Never comes up that they want to try and stun anybody.
Yeah.
Surely there would be another time when it's more prudent to stun somebody and question them than it is to just try killing them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just started watching Star Wars The Next Generation.
Star Trek?
Yeah, Star Trek The Next Generation. And, I watched the first episode, and the dude's coming after him, and he's like, did you not see it was switched to stun? And I'm like, that guy doesn't care. And number two, this is a really bad episode. Like, this is just horrible, man.
What gets, like, speaking of technology and stuff that they, or plot devices they don't actually bring up again, is it, I don't know if it's, is it episode two, I think, when they're on that Spartacus-style planet? And R2-D2 just fucking sprouts jetpacks and starts flying around the smelting irons and shit.
Yeah.
And then the next movie starts off on the Star Destroyer or whatever with spraying, like, fucking squirts oil all over the place and sets fire to it. I don't know what the fuck. You don't think that would have fucking come in handy on Bespin?
You're going to give me a gratuitous C-3PO and R2-D2 cameo in Rogue One, and that cameo couldn't have been that shit being disabled?
Yeah.
And, like, ugh. I want, you know, and honestly, if he continues to be just kind of disabled R2, like the original trilogy for the new, like, Star Wars, right. I'll be okay with that.
I'm fine.
But if he gets his superpowers back, I got an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need him to be fucking Iron Man flying around the place and shooting lasers out of asses.
Yeah, don't make R2. We love R2. Make a new droid.
Yeah.
It worked out with BB-8. Make another one. You Absolutely. Guys are on a fucking roll.
He's got a lighter, and he's got a little stun thing. He's got those fucking grappling hooks that shoot out and shit. That's,
yeah, BB-8 cool. was adorable. K2SO in Rogue One was fucking awesome.
Don't retcon the original characters to give them all these superpowers and then never bring them up again.
Yeah, give our original characters homies that have these superpowers, and I'm cool with that. I'm totally on board.
And then they can make, like, fucking all-droid Avengers at the end.
Bro. Okay, so this is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
It is.
How long ago?
So long ago.
Okay, in the Star Wars universe, clearly it was a long time ago, so we're not around yet, but Earth as a planet does exist somewhere, correct?
In this universe, it does. Because, what's the phrase? In episode one, when they're trying to escape Naboo, the captain that's with the group, he says, we got to get out of here or we'll be sitting ducks. That's it. That's the thing. Because everything else in this fucking universe has some bullshit backwards name that George came up with.
Yeah. Also, doesn't somebody say God also? I'm pretty sure God, not as in the fellow God, but more as like an expletive. I'm pretty sure there's one more acknowledged. I will find it. I could be wrong, but I
don't
will find
know about
it.
That, I have to say.
Because I am familiar. I feel like I've had this conversation with somebody before.
Right.
Continue education. Continue educating me, sir.
No, that's all the education I got. I'll be honest. Like I say, it's been years since I've seen this movie, although I was a huge fucking fan as a kid. And I guess the prequels just kind of... Well, by the time Episode 3 came out, I kind of got over Star Wars. I liked the expanded universe quite a bit, but... And this is, like I said, this has always been one of my least favorite of the... this has always been definitely my least favorite of the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
When's the first time... What was your first experience with Star Wars?
This... Okay. Star Wars Episode 4, 5, and 6, mm-hmm. before we gave a shit and called them that, as the three-pack DVD set... Or not DVD, VHS set, and the Indiana Jones 1, 2, and 3 VHS set,
mm-hmm.
they were the same in that I don't remember not having them.
Okay.
I don't remember them not just being around.
Right.
You know, like, when I was a kid, Star Wars was the space movies, and Indiana Jones was the coolest guy in the world.
So, was that the special editions by that point, or...
Hell no.
Okay, so this is before me, because I can't remember, I definitely never owned the original trilogy before they did the special edition. I think I'd seen... I know I'd seen elements of Empire, and I know I'd seen Jedi, because I love the fucking Ewoks. Yeah, I'm that guy. But I don't remember... I don't think I actually saw this film until the special edition came out and I went to go and see it in the theater. Which is weird because I had a lot of knowledge about the film leading up to that. Like, all the changes that they were making for the special edition, because this was the first film where they actually did that. I knew all that sort of shit. Like, all the stuff they were changing, how the computer effects were working and stuff like that. But it was all about a movie I'd never seen. But yet I was still... really interested by it.
Uh-huh. So I'm on the Star Wars wiki, right?
Uh-huh.
And there is this really, really, really long article, and it's list of references to Earth in Star Wars.
Okay.
And it's got everything. I don't really care about the animals and Earth creatures that show up, because when you're shooting a movie on Earth...
It's going to happen.
Birds fly by. You know, shit happens.
Yeah.
But namesakes that appear, things that have been specifically named, barnacles, bears, beetles, boars, bulldogs, buzzards, calamari, cobras,
now,
elephants.
Now, hang on. I'm going to stop you here because this is a lot of references. Is this including the now defunct expanded universe, or is this just in the movies?
This is everything, but it does break it down into expanded universe, movie this, movie that, okay. Star Tours.
Okay. Because I can certainly, with 800 books in the expanded universe, I can certainly understand a lot of those references kind of coming up when you got, you know, 50 different authors doing stuff. But now, you know, that doesn't matter in Disney's universe now. It's mm-hmm. all, it's basically just these movies, Clone Wars, Rebels... And a couple of games. Right?
And it's not God, it was angels.
Okay.
It was angels. And okay. I remember that scene, because Anakin even refers to Natalie
yeah.
Portman. Yeah. How
yeah.
did you know what an angel is? Y'all shouldn't have that religion.
Yeah.
You will probably revert to some sort of religion, because that seems to be like a human construct, but their religion a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away would not be in anything similar to the Christian religion that happened way later.
Yeah,
apparently,
right.
you
yeah,
know,
I
like
get it. Yeah, makes sense.
George, you're slacking. And then these little Jawas, are they all children?
No, there's a couple of dwarf actors as well. One of the Kenny Baker, before he did this, he had a comedy variety act or something that was starting to make it big, which is why he was kind of reluctant to take this role. And his partner, Jack Kervis. Played a Jawa, like the head Jawa, I think, the one that argues with...
The one with the lines.
Yeah, and you know, even though those lines are gibberish, make no sense, and are dubbed months later,
mm-hmm.
that guy, because Star Wars is such a fucking touchstone cultural icon, that guy, he died, oh god, 10, 15 years ago, I think, but until then, he could go to cons and charge $20, $30 a picture for...
Now, has an enterprising, nerdy Star Wars junkie taken the Jawa sounds that were said here and then extrapolated them into a language yet? Because you like would think that would happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like a truly constructed language like Klingon or the Game of Thrones ones, yeah. but I assume know. It the wouldn't only, be that hard.
The only quotable line I remember is Utini. And the rest of it is all gibberish. There's no discernible words or anything at all. Mm-hmm. So here's a confirmation we're watching the special edition.
Yep, that didn't exist when I was a kid. That was not a thing.
Such a... Ooh, man, that is...
Even that Stormtrooper's armor looks kind of rubbery.
Yeah, that is kind of dated.
Yikes. God.
And this is the original shot here. So those other two, they shot brand new just to...
Yeah.
Just to pad the scene and give them more of a shot to show off the
Now,
the
I look at this and I just see a tiny remote control car.
Well, that's actually a computer-generated version, I believe.
What?
They went in and they removed it, of course, because the original remote control version looked kind of shitty.
Uh-huh.
The color is much more saturated and everything. Yeah, that's a computer
model. See, but I didn't notice that. That's how CG is supposed to be used.
Yeah, there are elements where it's done conservatively. Here mm-hmm. and then there's elements we'll see later on with Jabba where he just goes full on.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, there's still some CG that sucks, but that's really execution, not that's the execution of the people doing it, not CG in general, because mm-hmm. there's so almost every movie you watch now has some sort of CG or a different background, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it sails right past you. CG is not horrendous.
Just the artists are.
Yeah, this is just bad, yeah. You know, and honestly, you could have kept it dated, and none of us would have cared.
Mm-hmm.
None of us would have cared.
No.
You'd still buy that shit on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's this whole fucking, you know, cult of people that want to... They've been working tirelessly to get their hands on the original theatrical prints of this film... before any of the changes were made, and they're like restoring it digitally frame by frame and everything like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Luke. He looks like such a baby.
Sounds like a conversation they probably should have had before he... ran off to buy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of important. God, look at him slouching there like that.
You know, for a while there, I wanted a C-3PO outfit.
Oh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then I realized... You gotta be skinny to have them. That doesn't bother me, because I'm a skinny motherfucker. The doctors say I got a fast metabolism, but the first time I saw somebody actually putting on a good C-3PO like outfit with assistance before con,
right.
Never want to do it again.
No, I've seen the behind-the-scenes photos of, like, have you seen the picture of Anthony Daniels, like, spread out like Burt Reynolds on the Playgirl
yeah.
thing, and there's, like... 30 pieces of the suit all laid out together.
Yeah, and modern day, nobody's really improved upon the claustrophobic nature.
No,
there's not really much you can do.
They reshot the photo a couple years ago with The Force Awakens with this fucking the same pieces of the suits and everything. It's still a bunch of pieces that clip together. Meanwhile, Robert Downey Jr. just walks around in a mocap suit on set.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the interview with what's his name that was K2SO in Rogue
Alan
One?
Tudyk.
Yeah, on Graham Norton, and he was talking about C-3PO.
Yeah,
yeah. And are you in a suit or are you in
computer?
Mocap? Yeah, and he's like computer, and he's like you shit. Like that's man. Yeah, when you spend so much time in your life in that little suit, and then somebody else comes along and has a just as lovable robot.
Yeah,
and doesn't have
comes
to do
along,
any
takes
of that.
All the glory.
Oh my god!
With none of the work and none of the dues paid. Yeah,
yeah, and honestly, we're to the point now with CG that we very well could have a CG C-3PO in a scene, and not notice.
We've had CG 3POs in the prequels, I believe. The again, that scene where R2 fucking flies around the...
yeah, but Anthony Daniels is still rocking the suit and not...
Yeah, oh, you're thinking, you mean like a fully CG 3PO?
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. What are we going to do when he dies? Are we just going to destroy C-3PO and he's no longer around? What do we do?
I mean, you know...
Chewbacca just got passed
Chewbacca
on.
Got retired.
Yeah.
The torch has been passed to a guy. What did you say he was? He was a...
It got passed on to him. He was the stunt Chewie in Force Awakens.
Yeah. The one who actually climbed over shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Mayhew, the original Chewie, was the guy who just kind of stood there next to Han when it's not moving.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I gotta run? I'll totally aim this bowcaster and yell, though. That's my speed.
That's my bread and butter. I've been doing that for 40 years.
It's the eyes, though.
Yeah.
You can tell. That is how you know Peter Mayhew in that costume.
Mm-hmm. And he's not in the... He's not doing the new one at all, right? Or did you say that he's shot some of The Last Jedi? Or did he pass the torch before
that? I don't know.
That?
We were still trying to figure that out because the shooting for Last Jedi was already
wrapped.
Done before new Chewie posted his heartfelt thank you, I'll make you proud, like
gotcha.
Twitter.
Right.
So Peter Mayhew's probably in the new one.
Mm. So, spoilers for Rogue One here, but obviously at the end, Leia appears. And do you think, you know, all she says is one word, hope. Do you think it's a sound alike, or do you think they took it from this part here where she's saying, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope?
Do you want me to guess, or do you want me to pull up the answer? Because I could pull up the answer.
Do you think we'd have the answer by now?
I think so.
Check it.
If
this is your first time joining us for a big gay day, this is commentaries on movies with people who had nothing to do with the production. Mm-hmm. Can you tell? So sometimes we will research the movie, but some things we have no insight. So we're going to learn together.
Rogue One, Leia Hope. How her hope line was created.
That's pretty...
I'll have an answer
pretty
for
cut
you.
Pretty cut and dry, yeah.
Yeah, I'll totally have an answer for you. It better not be a fucking video, because that I can not watch.
Can suck a fat nut if it's a video.
Yeah, that can eat me. suck on my titty! Okay. I gotta connect to your Wi-Fi, bro. Your house just is a signal sucker.
I don't know.
Before I open it, because I'm trying, I think that it was probably what you said.
You think so? I just think it's the same kind of intonation and everything. And
yeah, and Carrie Fisher sounded different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she lived and, like, had a whole life and, like, went through some shit.
Yeah.
They dug deep in the archive, All right, sound editor Matthew Wood.
Who's the voice of General Grievous, did you know?
There we go.
Mm-hmm. There's some trivia. There's some stuff you don't know.
First off, we knew what the script was going to be for that final line, how they wanted to put the button on the whole movie and then connect it right up to New Hope, so I got a call to try and find the original tapes of anything Carrie had done in 1977. I found the original quarter-inch rolls in an archive box at Lucasfilm, transferred every take of Help Me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, You're My Only Hope, and I grabbed all that and found the best one. Wow, yeah, it's an original line from Carrie in 1977, and it's not one that was previously used.
Okay.
It was one of the other
takes. So
it
is very, very slightly different.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a lot of fucking effort going in for... Well, I mean, you know, it's a small part of a very big scene, but it would be super easy just to get a sound alike to do it, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can't get over how tiny he looks. Mm-hmm. He looks so young. Wearing his little karate gi is what it looks like.
Before he got into the car accident and fucked his face up and everything.
Hey, fuck you. Luke saw some shit. That's a lightsaber scar. I don't know what you're talking about. So apparently his first line is, who are you?
Oh, in the new movie?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And they showed footage from the new movie at the latest shareholders meeting, and it's expected that that footage is the footage that will be released at Star Wars Celebration next month.
Happening right here in town in Orlando.
Of course.
Shit, it is next month. God, it's like 5 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Holy golly, wow, fuck.
Did you see the footage, the new footage from inside of Avatar Land at Animal Kingdom?
I did.
Oh, man.
I did.
Yeah, it'll look better once they put the fog machine on those floating mountains, like from the actual commercial and not the new spot.
Yeah.
But nighttime, that looks amazing.
Yeah.
I want to go get wasted and go to Animal Kingdom at night, and I haven't said that ever.
Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, I got to see some...
Did you just fart?
No, I sneezed. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got to see... I had to go to some training for Disney for my job in order to earn some free tickets and shit. So their big thing they're sharing about this year, of course, is Avatar World, Pandora. And they showed off some concept footage and previs video of like what the ride is going to look like and some behind-the-scenes stuff. It looks pretty fucking cool, I gotta say. I think it looks fucking awesome as a from a tech point of view, like taking like the immersiveness of
from
being
people
able to
go to theme parks, you appreciate things differently.
Absolutely. I mean, being able to walk in there and just marvel at the effort and the attention to detail.
Some people are into
thing.
The boxes your games came in more than the games, you know.
And the ride is going to be cutting edge, I am sure. The boat ride you go through, where it's going to be at nighttime and shit lights up. There's like a big surprise at the end of it. You know, I really hope it's how they have to explain to all the 7 and 8 year olds how they have sex with their tails.
Uh-huh.
But I'm worried that nobody's going to really want to come back to it again and again until, I mean, we'll see what the new movies are like. Because it's been a long fucking time. We're 8 years now since
I
Avatar.
I think that this is less about, like anybody cares. Because like so many people on the internet are saying, it's so late. Nobody gives a shit about Avatar anymore. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But where is Potter? Mm-hmm. Was built at the tail end of that, and they're doing amazing. Had Potter at Universal been a thing like long before, while the movies were still coming out, they would have done so much more business as far as like events goes.
Now they're trying to get it to, now they're just trying to keep it rolling.
Yeah, this is less about still being relevant as far as Avatar 1 and more
getting
preemptive
ahead. Yeah,
because James Cameron's about to put out another movie, and everything that James Cameron done is a cash cow. Even his educational shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even his educational stuff,
his
which
IMAX videos going down into
DC
and shit.
They're really good. I didn't think I'd give a shit at all, and it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I've not seen I've seen Avatar once. I saw it in the theater, and I didn't see it in 3D. It was cool, but it wasn't, you know, a revelation or anything.
Mm-hmm. Tusken Raiders cheat on their taxes.
Oh?
Because they always file single. Or single file. Sorry. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You know what temperature I like my tauntaun cooked at?
No call.
Lukewarm. God.
Is this your research?
No, I actually did no research. I've known those since I was like 12.
You just have those locked and loaded,
yeah,
ready?
Yeah. I don't have much Star Wars material, but the few things I got are bad.
Oh, man. I spaced out for a second. Why did they... Oh, they're looking for Ben Kenobi, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's just chilling and got super rickety in his time being in the desert, which I assume would make anybody leather-skinned and rickety.
Right, yeah. Okay, now that shot there, that iconic shot, the Tusken Raider kind of waving his weapon around, apparently that is just a shot of him raising his weapon once, and it's just like a fucking boomerang video, just back and forth, back and forth,
oh
back and
God.
Forth.
Oh my God. That's awesome. I never knew that.
No.
Luke's boots are kind of cool.
They're very similar to Rey's boots.
They look like they're like wrapped around with like ribbon or some
actually,
shit.
Actually, no, maybe not her boots. Her her arm guards had a similar kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
In episode 7.
I'd wear the fuck out of Luke's boots in black. And why would Luke just park on a bunch of rocks? That seems like...
He's not parked on the rocks. He's parked between rocks because they hide the
Oh, no, I get
bars,
what they hide. You know? But if you had a sand speeder, would you park it all up next to the things that you wouldn't...
Stop it. Like, yeah. Speeding. I mean, this is a world where they don't really care about having shiny things anymore. You know?
I don't go to Walmart and then park between the curbs. You know, I don't know. I'm not trying to shit on Star Wars. I'm shitting on George Lucas, and that's easy.
Yeah. God, I'm reminded of how many people in this film are dead now. Like, Alec Guinness died a long time ago, relatively, mm-hmm. like, early 2000s, I think. Mm-hmm. Or was he dead before the movies came out again? Shit, I don't know.
I think he was.
Maybe. Shit, yeah, I think he may have been, actually.
I'm amazed that James Earl Jones is still kicking.
Man. Kenny Baker died in 2015, 2016, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if he was involved in The Force Awakens.
I would like to think he was.
Yeah.
If he was alive and able.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams seems like a big enough
nerd. Oh, yeah, absolutely. If he was alive. I don't know if he was alive before then, though, or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's in it very little, you know.
That's an act of God phrase in contracts that will keep you from doing what you're supposed to do. And what you're supposed to do is continue to do Star Wars movies. We're going to get one... At least until we're, like, adults, not this 20s, 30s children, right?
We're going to be old, living alone like Obi-Wan, and still getting Star Wars movies. We'll have a Star Wars... I said this when I think we were watching Die Hard. We are about 10 years away from a Star Wars TV show with digitally recreated young versions of Luke, Leia, and Han.
Yeah, easily.
Easily.
I watched...
And not like Rebels, where it's like computer cartoon, but like the same effects they use in Rogue One on Tarkin, the same effects they use on Civil War with Robert Downey Jr. to make a young Iron Man in front of you. The same thing they're doing with the new Pirates of the Caribbean. You seen that trailer?
Uh-huh.
It looks fucking creepy in that, I gotta say, make a young Johnny Depp look like that.
Yeah, it's
too weird there. I don't like the look of that one. But I guess it's not, you know, Jack Sparrow looks wildly different than Johnny Depp, so we're expecting to see a young Jack Sparrow, not the young. It's different because, you know, when you got Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., Michael Douglas, you know, we're familiar.
Ant-Man, yeah.
We're familiar with what they looked like 20, 30
well,
years ago.
That's harder to recreate that because we know.
Yeah. Whereas this is more of a, in Pirates, it seems like it's more of an artist's interpretation of what Johnny Depp would have looked like 20, 30 years ago if he was walking around with mascara and dreads and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's close. Like, he was not far off from that, but he wasn't quite there yet.
But when you have like, a standard of information because that person has been a celebrity at that age... That is a way... It's like Peter Cushing. Had we never dealt with Peter Cushing, had it been a nameless Star Wars character, it would have been way easier, you know? But Peter Cushing, they had to recreate him as the role that we all remember him as, you know? Yeah. Not like Hammer Films Peter Cushing, but Star Wars Peter Cushing.
But it gets easier and easier. We're seeing it more and more now. Like, I was fucking amazed when I saw it in... Like, it was
Flat Saber.
It was not great in Tron, but you could see potential.
Uh-huh.
You know, Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking great in Ant-Man with Michael Douglas. That was
I'm not even gonna lie.
Flawless.
When I watched Tron Legacy for the first time, I had like been partying, we did some acid and watched it with surround sound, and it was amazing, and the movie's never been as good as it was at first view. And as the movie was The music was immersive with the surround sound. It was a TV slightly larger than this, and you're sitting like 10 feet away, so it's amazing. And even when young Jeff Bridges showed up, it sucked me out of it. I was like sober for like 2 seconds trying to figure out what was going on.
It just knocked you off.
Yeah, it was
snapped
weird.
You out of your high. Like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, but Peter Cushing, that shit... it took me about 5 seconds to go, oh, that's really Uncanny Valley CG and not a really, really good double.
Yeah.
You know, like, it creeps up on you. It you're right. It is totally getting better and better and better.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the more it's getting better, the more it's being used.
But I assume that's also at least 75% entirely up to the artist utilizing the technology as
well. Absolutely.
You know, like, I feel like if you were to give me a computer that could do all that shit, I would still put out a lump of shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's...
Yeah.
Ugh.
But yeah, the better the artists are getting and the more we use that technology. Yeah, 10 years tops, we're going to have a Star Wars TV show. And how fucking awesome is that?
It's going to be dope, bro.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, okay, we could have dead actors, which I feel like you'd be more likely... Okay, having Princess Leia in a show... Mm-hmm. I feel like people would have some shit to say, unless her daughter was the person actually, like, being the body.
Right,
Like, I just read a Logan article about the CG actors that you didn't know were CG actors, how there's so many scenes, either with actual stuntmen, where they put Hugh Jackman's face on it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Or where there wasn't actual even a stuntman there, and it's entirely a CG actor.
Yeah,
and it just creeps up on you. You know, like, I feel like that may be okay. Harrison Ford being Harrison Ford on not his actual body, so that Indiana Jones could not be rickety and shit.
Yeah,
you'd be more apt for people to be okay with that than somebody playing every time that we have, like, dead holographic celebrities or dead celebrities as spokespeople for something, there's someone that gets angry.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, even the Johnny Walker, Bruce Lee. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Bruce Lee would never hawk a liquor. He had problems with alcoholism. Like, that's not... What are you... Ugh.
Speaking of Peter Cushing...
There he is. Not this guy.
Right? Yeah.
It's the shitty Caesar hair. Where's he at?
Where's he hiding?
There he is.
God, the walk is exactly the same as well.
Uh-huh.
How he just moves through the room in Rogue One. It's dead on to this.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's been easily 10 years since I've seen this movie in any capacity.
Now, if they re-released this and got rid of the shitty CGI and then just added a slight sheen to his skin...
Yeah, just make it look like he was lit like he was in Rogue One.
Yeah, he'd be in... And the eyes. Oh, my God. Yeah. The eyes. You don't notice how good the eyes are in Rogue One.
He's got those big, wet eyes, right?
Yeah! I thought they were just overly shiny, and then...
No, that's absolutely
they're exactly
him.
Like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then, you could just put these two movies back to back and call it the Rogue One Extended Edition.
I'd be okay with getting a let's all go to the lobby, like, between them.
Together.
Yeah.
Act two.
Tiny little bathroom
in
break.
Which Vader captures the ship.
Yeah. You can go pee. Other than that, sit the fuck down. You're going nowhere. Where are you going? Nowhere. That's right. That is a Boondock Saints reference, which you don't get, but you will.
Okay. I will laugh politely.
He's getting crushed between underneath his, what is it, his own ambition?
No.
What does he say in Rogue One? When Darth Vader's, like, force choking the dude from Bloodline and, like, dad jokes him.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. It was the one
Vader's
thing.
Vader's making the fucking cracking the jokes in Rogue One?
Yeah, when he force chokes the dude, when the dude's saying, hey, I'm still going to have control, right? And Vader drag. I'll get the exact quote because it almost sucked me out of the moment.
I'm just reminded there was a... there's a commercial in the UK that aired right around the special edition came out of that scene, but it was for cough drops. So the guy's like choking and everything, and the guy next to him leans in and he's like, hey, take one of these cough drops. It soothes your throat and it gives you a mild sensation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. When he force chokes the guy and he tells him, be careful not to choke on your aspirations, director. Good one, Vader.
Ooh.
If that was your father, you would make him pick you up a block away from school. I want one of those. I wouldn't park it on rocks, but I want one.
So this is probably one of the most disturbing scenes in the whole, in any Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was rated, what was this rated over here? What is your, like, lowest certificate?
G? General.
General?
Yeah.
So U in England, U means universal, suitable for all.
Okay.
And we've got some charred...
You would think
charred,
it would be U for unsuitable.
Yeah, well, with this scene, yeah, the charred corpses of his parents.
Uh-huh.
Like, the U rating is supposed to be like, bring your kids down, have a blast.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like all, you know, all Disney movies and shit. The Little Mermaid and...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dunstan checks in.
And then Gaston falling from a castle.
Yeah, it's there's some weird shit that gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty weird. However, they did good. They left out the puddles of fat underneath the skeletons.
Yeah. It
should be there.
It's no Breaking Bad.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Has that been done, I wonder? Like a CSI parody where they go to the Lars homestead?
I don't think so.
Can we get on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
You hear Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are writing a new project together?
I did read that today.
They said they wanted to be something special.
Yeah, and...
It's probably a porn.
Yeah, just trolling us all.
Mm-hmm. But it's called Pegging Frost.
I mean, I'd watch it.
Yeah, we'd all watch it. But everybody's like, oh, I love everything they've done, and...
Everyone forgets Paul.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a second, I'm pretty sure Paul was the only thing that they actually wrote together that was just them, you know? You still need Edgar Wright there to complete that equation.
Everybody forgets about Edgar Wright.
Yeah, I feel like if Edgar Wright isn't there in some capacity, we're not getting what we want.
Just to rein them in and everything. I mean, Simon Pegg's a great writer, but Edgar Wright, he has that style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like his shots.
Yeah. Lots of snap, like, crack
all of his cuts in space. Yeah. Space is just visually so, and the show's funny.
It's an orgasm for your eyes, isn't it? That show, like, if you like, if you like editing, mm-hmm. it's a masterpiece of editing.
And you can totally see where Edgar Wright found his like favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, it's just like his little testing ground. Let me see if this works. Oh, it does. I'll put this in a movie.
Yeah, now we can see what those shots look like when Edgar Wright is given nice equipment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It also turned me on to Mitchell and Webb.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I never got into that as much, I gotta say.
It's where it's at, yo.
These are some very CG-heavy shots, and it's like, it's a very, looks like the TV's covered in Vaseline.
Yeah. I get it, like, we're all done with George Lucas just re-releasing shit, but now that Disney has it, Disney, can you re-release and fix all this?
Yeah.
Like, can you release it to get rid of the shitty CG?
Man.
I'd buy that Blu-ray.
Right. The despecialized edition. That's what people are kind of working on to... Like, what?
It doesn't have to look as shitty as it initially did, but just...
Clean up remove the dirt from the film and the scratches and everything. I'm totally on board with that.
And the shitty CG that was added, either fix it or get rid of it.
Yes.
But if it's fixable...
Get rid of that thing in the background right there.
Well, I mean, if those gigantic aliens, if they actually looked good and didn't look drastically different, I'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, J.J. Abrams would have done that would not... The neck and head would have been added after the fact, but those walking four legs, that shit with the speeder going by, that would have been practical.
Yeah.
No questions asked. That would have been dudes on stilts or something. That totally would have been practical.
Problem is, the rest of the film just looks so sharp in high definition and everything. And then you got these blobs in the corner.
It wasn't made for, like, nice TVs.
Yeah.
Those were never even...
High definition is the worst enemy of CGI between like the 1990 and 2005.
And now people actually have to take that into account, you know, like when you're filming a scene, okay, just in case we put this on a big ass TV, how do my pores look? Okay, then we need to fix some shit.
Let's put some makeup
on and add some lighting.
It's made makeup artists' jobs so much worse. There's so much more to hide. And there's nowhere to hide with high definition.
Yeah, but it kind of, for all these older movies, it amplifies the sins that the movie initially had. You know, like, I mean, if the makeup is kind of shady, or this effect is kind of shady, add some fog, let's do some lighting, and we're good. It's like when we're writing a show, if we're working on a skill act, and it's not quite where I want it to be, you know what I do? Add fire.
Fire is your crutch, yeah.
fire is what we hide behind, yeah. Absolutely. Can't hide on these TVs, bro. What's up, Chewie?
Oh, yeah, first appearance of Chewie.
Uh-huh. This is where the robot head is, right? No, not this scene. I mean, it might be in this scene, but I know it shows up in a later scene. Oh. Those things were not looking at each other. Eyelines, bro. Mm-hmm. Eyelines. Even if your CG's terrible, if the eyelines are okay, we'll deal with it.
It's forgivable.
Yeah. Sesame Street and Muppet Show always gets their eyelines right.
It's true.
Yeah, man, they fucking know that Avenue Q eyelines were right, you know, like that is one of the things that'll separate, one of the many things that'll separate like a community puppeteer with like a pro puppeteer,
right?
Fucking eyelines, bro.
Something I saw a video recently that made a really good point. I know you want to watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit at some point for a big gay date, and something it highlighted about that movie compared to things like Space Jam and all those other like movies is the eyelines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the eyelines are constantly shifting, but the animators are constantly making like adjusting the characters, like making them just like stand on their tippy toes and shit to match the eyelines.
And also that there were so many, you had to plan every shot, you know, like well in advance, and then you had to shoot it before it could ever be animated. And you'd have, like, guns on wires, and they would just do so many things. And the animators are like, yeah, we can do it. And they're like, is it going to be hard? And the animators are like, ah, shit, but it's going to be good.
if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Yeah, don't slack ass because it's easy. Take longer if it means it's going to be killer. And that is quite possibly the great... No, not even quite possibly. It is, without a doubt, the greatest animation and live action movie that has ever come out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, hands down. And here is our favorite smuggler.
Parsec is not. Whatever.
It's just George just trying to be more confusing, you know, right?
Yeah.
Tell a story.
I got nothing. It just, George Lucas angers me. If you would like to tell it, you can, but I'm going to go pee and get this sickness of George Lucas out of my system.
Just before it can get into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
So a parsec is not a standard measurement of time, as you may guess from the way he says it in that sentence, but it's a measurement of distance. So when he says that he... And this is a this is a story that's part of the expanded universe, so it may not even be actually true anymore. I guess we might find out with a new Han Solo movie that comes out. But the story of making the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs was utilizing black holes around the Kessel Run to shorten the distance that you needed to travel, I think was the gist of what he was trying to get across. I mean, God bless him. George, he just went a little too balls to the wall with just making up this whole universe, honestly. Although, I have to be fair, actually, maybe that wasn't him. Maybe that was one of the many, many, many authors that wrote books based in the expanded universe before. Disney just nukes the whole thing when they bought it. And here we... Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I thought we... Yes, here we go. Here's the most controversial scene in the whole special edition. Greedo shooting first.
What'd you say?
Greedo shooting first or Han shooting first. This is the scene.
Oh, shit. This one makes Greedo shoot first.
I don't even know anymore. I think...
Because Han totally shot first, but then when he re-released it, I'm pretty sure he made it clear that Greedo shot first so that Han wasn't a murderer.
And then he re-released it again that made it a much like... And Han ducks out the way. Let's watch.
Oh, yeah, when he, like, jolts, like Jumper?
Yeah.
That's another reason why I don't necessarily want this Han Solo movie that's coming out.
I was just saying, yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Man, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying, the Kessel Run shit might actually be retconned in the Han Solo movie, because it was part of the expanded universe, which doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't even exist.
We shall see.
Which is weird, because it's not necessarily, like, they say it doesn't matter, but really, it doesn't matter until we get to cherry pick from everything and pick what we actually like out of it, and that shit still counts.
Yeah. Like, you can see they're actually, in some of the comics and stuff, they're pulling on previous ideas.
Yeah, I like that they before they just pull shit out of nowhere, they actually do, like, look at their toolbox and go, what do we got that was mm-hmm. good, you know?
What resonated well.
Yeah, why did people like this? Weird-ass
trapped
floating
in the
robot.
Closet. C-3PO won't come out of the closet. I just watched that South Park episode again. So.
God. Have you watched the whole Trap in the Closet?
The whole video? No.
You, like the multiples?
No, I haven't even heard the full song or anything. I've heard the Weird Al version.
Bro, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not a fan of R. Kelly. R. Kelly, at best, for me, is a punchline.
Okay.
But when I was a kid...
I don't want to interrupt you. That robot is fucking creepy as shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looks like something out of Five Nights at Freddy's, you know?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I Believe I Can Fly was my jam, you know? But now he pees on people and gets made fun of on South Park. But Trapped in a Closet is actually really, really entertaining.
Really?
I did not think... You get through the second one and you're like... You finish it... And you're watching it because it was funny. You're not anticipating that you're now going to be clicking on number three just because I want to know what happens.
This sucks you in.
Really ugly. I was okay with this when this scene wasn't even in it.
Yeah.
Because the VHSs that I had, this scene didn't even... It was not done. It never happened.
Yeah, it never happened. It was completely cut. I met the guy that's behind this abomination on the screen.
The dude in the Renaissance costume?
Yeah. Met him at a convention once. He was sat by a table by himself. I was like 10 or something.
Mm-hmm.
He was sat on the table by himself with his arms folded. And I just kind of like walked up curious to kind of see who he was because I didn't recognize him from the film. And he's in this gruff voice. He's like, hello. Like super pissed off. And I was like, hey, so like, what is this? Like, there's this picture from the scene I don't fucking realize. And then I kind of worked out, yeah, he was... The original Jabba the Hutt, and then there's pictures of him with George Lucas, and he points at him. He's like, "That's the bastard that cut me out." I'm like 10, so man, this guy was furious, probably dead as well, furious to the end of his days about being cut out of that film. And you know, when they put this scene back in, he didn't get anything out of this.
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
The only thing he got out of it was now I can go to cons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was missing out on like 20 years of Star Wars, like nerds.
Absolutely. Also, that's. So, in that, when they originally shot it, Boba Fett didn't exist. So, he's another computer generated addition to that scene there.
Ooh.
Just to fucking jerk off the fans.
Because everybody likes Boba.
Everybody wants Boba.
Okay, are you on. Do you think that Boba burned Luke's aunt and uncle, or was it just the stormtroopers? Have you seen the theory that it was Boba with
no.
the guts sent on, like, that was part of his errand?
No.
And he went and he, I forget what the line is, but later, Vader says something. I wish I fucking remember, but he said something basically like bring them alive or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
But he like looks right at Boba, like when he says it. He looks like right at Fett. And fans were like, okay, so.
Oh, wait, in Empire, sorry?
Yeah, so
yeah, he's like, he points at Boba and he's like, no disintegration.
And that's when the fans were like, okay, so
he's disintegrated in the past.
Yeah, was Boba with the, is Boba and the stormtroopers the reason that the aunt and uncle were burned alive?
Right.
Or was it Vader? You know, because like we're kind of led to believe, what are we led to believe, it was Vader or just stormtroopers in this movie?
It's just stormtroopers, I've always felt.
Uh-huh. Because Vader wouldn't be there, and yeah. Vader also would not...
Vader's not an errand boy to go and do his own dirty work at this point, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes that scene in Rogue One a little weird, but, you know.
And honestly, I know Vader killed a bunch of children, but...
Anakin killed a bunch of children.
Yeah, would Vader... Do you think that Vader would... and I know you think it's a stormtroopers, but just I'm asking, do you think Vader would actually go there and kill Owen and Beru? Or are they wouldn't be worth his time?
No.
Yeah, they wouldn't, they're harmless, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, and plus, like, you know, what does he base that off of? Just like a hunch?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that totally sounds like either A, inept, like stormtroopers that are going a little overboard,
mm-hmm.
or Boba going overboard getting shit done.
Yeah. I've always just assumed it's stormtroopers. You know, they find the, because they find the Sandcrawler, right? And I guess they track mm-hmm. the purchase to them, and they don't tell them where it is.
Yeah.
And then police brutality happens, and then...
And now Luke is the farthest he's ever been from home.
You picture him on the ship. This is the furthest I've ever been from home. Now this is. Now this is. Now this is.
Bro, when we went on tour and we brought our camera guy, Joe...
No way.
He... Yeah, I mean, he's from Chicago, but doesn't really remember much, so he's lived in Florida his whole life, never even flown on a plane, and like halfway through, he goes, this is the farthest I've ever been from home, and then it happened a second time, and Tyler's like, you're going to have to cut this shit out right now, because we got like 10 more days.
Just nip it in the bud.
Yeah, you gotta, what do you need? I'll buy you beer, a gag, doesn't matter, just shut up. He takes forever to poop, too. Joe, I love you, but you take forever to poop. For real. For reals. I've stopped at a gas station. I went to go pee, and he's like, hey, I'm going to go pee. No, no, no. I'm going to go use the bathroom. He didn't actively lie to me, but lying by omission is...
by omission is just as bad.
So, I'm done.
Especially when it comes to pooping.
Yeah, I'm done. We've already pumped gas. Tyler's outside with me. We're waiting. Now, while we were pumping gas, I saw Joe leave the gas station we were at, walk across the fucking street to another gas station, and he disappeared.
Like he filled up that one and went to
gas. We didn't know. Tyler had no idea. So we're waiting for a few minutes, and I put two and two together. I'm like, bro, I don't even think he's in this one. He's that one. So we go to the other gas station. 40 minutes later,
oh shit!
He walks out. And he had to pinch one off, because apparently the line was really long at this gas station, and then he's like, the line at the second gas station is really long, too. And I'm like, but there's no line anymore. And he's like, well, I was the last person in the line, so...
Bullshit!
Yeah, so now we, basically, when we travel with Joe, the rule is, like, if we're going to poop... We plan poops out. You poop before we hit the road, because after that, we're not making any poop stops for another, like, three. If we eat, we'll make another poop stop. Other than that, we're not making a poop stop. We're literally making 5-minute stops for peeing and, like, gas. And if you aren't back in the car, you are left. I will McAllister your ass so quick if you decide to take hour-long shits. I'm just saying.
Your life, man. It's just.
Hey.
I thought it was glamour and, you know, roadies this whole time.
Hey, man, Rhodey's got to poop, too, apparently. R2's playing them in a game. Bro, you can't win. He's a robot. Have you tried to beat the computer in chess?
I don't know how to play chess.
What?
I probably couldn't.
Oh, man. I never cared about chess. And then I got arrested and realized chess is, like, a big thing with, like, people that are, like, locked up, you know? Like,
okay.
They're, and once you know the rules, I've seen dudes in drunk tanks look around and go, hey, anybody else been here before? Awesome, we'll take this toilet paper, we're going to make some chess pieces, and then, like, play chess with not regular chess pieces, you know? Like, it's,
shit.
It's a thing. You should learn how to play chess.
Well, just in case I go to jail.
No, because chess is awesome. Actually, you know what an automaton is?
Yeah.
The, like, clockwork robots from hundreds of years ago? Okay. Robert Houdin had, he's the guy who Houdini took his name, because he thought... He thought adding an I to a foreign dude's name made it sound like
mystery,
you were like the foreign dude.
Yeah.
So Robert Houdin, he added an E and turned into Houdini, which is not how grammar works, Harry.
Yeah.
But Robert had all these automatons. He had a little automaton that could trapeze and then jump off the trapeze at the end. He had the orange tree from the movie Illusionist, where, like, the orange tree blooms and shit, and then an orange breaks in half and butterflies fly out.
Right, yeah.
But then he had something called the Turk. And 1700s, there was a clockwork man sitting at a table that had a chessboard on it. He was named the Turk, wore a turban, and it was an automaton. It was entirely clockwork. But all the chess pieces had, like, magnets in them and shit, and there were levers underneath. You sat down on the other side of the table and played chess against this robotic man from the 1700s, and he would not lose. Well, John Gaughan, a magic collector that owns the Orange Tree, has bought the Turk and restored it and is bringing it to the Genie Magic Convention that happens here in Orlando this summer for the first time in like 150 years. We get to see the Turk on stage beating people at chess.
Now, could it beat a computer, do you think?
I think so, because, think about it, have you seen The Imitation Game?
No, that's Alan Benedict, right?
Yeah, about Alan Turing. When they're building the computer, it's still like when computers were giant, like, clockwork, like, machinery.
Yeah.
I think it totally could, if there were any new rules or any plays in chess that had been invented since, you might want to either take those away from the computer's toolbox or add them to the chess.
Play an 1850s game
or something. Even the rules. But, yeah, I would assume that would be an even shot because the computer is just doing digitally exactly what the machine's doing.
That's a fair point.
But tickets are like $300. It's like a week-long magic convention. I honestly will pay the $300 just so I can go see the Turk. Everything else is icing on the cake.
It's pretty cool.
But you got to learn chess. Or at least get an appreciation for it, because I'm going to make you watch video from the room where the Turk is playing, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
It's going to be like a rap battle where nobody said, oh!
Oh, no, I imagine people would do that when the robot makes a move or something.
Bro, the moment it makes its first move, I'm going to be lucky if I can walk away with clean underwear.
Front or back?
Both. Both. God, it's so jarring.
What, all the composite stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's just really funny because when they upped the size of the models that they used for the ships, they upped, like, the movie scale.
Yeah.
It enabled you to do way more detailed, like, close-ups.
Yeah.
And a lot more stationary shots that looked great.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't get that as much with this one because all the models are super tiny.
Yeah. They don't fill up as much of the frame. And
well, I mean, we were talking about Iron Man, how Iron Man is where Marvel figured out the formula. Like, that's why Iron Man has such a high bar, because that's where they figured out what we wanted.
Yeah.
Like, everything, all the other Marvel movies that we're watching that feel like repeats of, like, the same story, it's because it works.
Yeah.
Like, this, they didn't know that there would be Star Wars fans, so they didn't know what the fuck we wanted and cared about most.
Yeah. Like, this is a, yeah, this moon is approaching very fast in these shots.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing in this shot here, Harrison Ford, I guess, has always had one of those faces where the left side of his face, or our right side, it seems to be a little, his eye seems to be a little lower.
I mean, yeah, and even that clip just then that we were seeing of his face. Have you seen that meme where Harrison Ford's the only person to be happy and sad at the same time?
Yeah, I made up meme again of Harrison Ford happy at the beginning of 2016 and then sad at the end of 2016.
Well, that face that he just had the lip curl up on one side and the curl down
on the other. Yeah.
Even when he was young, he had the...
He had it down.
Yeah. I like that in his old age, Robert De Niro has figured out he doesn't have to squint.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
So, I am realizing I haven't... Well, actually, I think I know what my favorite part of the movie is going to be, but do you have an idea what yours is yet? Let me tell you what mine is.
Okay.
And it's weird. Like, I'm sure there are more iconic scenes in the movie and everything, but just in terms of the scene that's going to make me kind of smile, I think, when Han and Chewie are running around the space station chasing after stormtroopers, and we get that scene where Han runs into the room chasing like two stormtroopers around the corner, mm-hmm. and there's 50 stormtroopers right there.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me a lot of the scene in...
Indy?
Yeah, Temple of Doom, uh-huh. over the bridge and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick that for my favorite scene.
Is that like a thing for Harrison Ford? I mean, I know in Tom Cruise contracts he has to run.
Yeah, do you think Harrison Ford has to just run into overwhelming gods and run away again?
Yeah, Harrison Ford, at least once in his movie, he has to be comically outnumbered.
Yeah.
I think so. And that could even apply to like Air Force One and even those movies, because they're not like comedies, but he is comically outnumbered at the beginning.
Yeah.
Dumbasses. God. And then 30 years later, that trick still...
Yeah, still holds up.
Yeah. I mean, not when the people that's looking for you are the guys that just
who did
used it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, bitch, I keep these empty for a reason.
So, okay, that's my favorite shot of the movie. What about yours?
I gotta go with when he turns off his guidance... And everybody
just
kind of looks at each other. Yeah, yeah. Because how much of an asshole would he have looked like if he missed? If he's like, nah, guys, I got it. And then...
So, yeah, just, yeah, trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the last one remaining, and he misses. And then the planet would blow up, so they would not have much of a chance to be pissed. But he'd have nowhere to go afterwards. So.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been a very Homer Simpson moment. Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
When he's jumping the canyon, like, I'm going to make it.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
And then he doesn't.
If their planet blows up, where does he go with that X-Wing? How far do those get before they run out of gas?
Yeah. Plus, you got, Darth Vader's going to keep hunting you down.
Oh, yeah. Because
he
just
feels something about you at this point.
Yeah.
So that's a great point. Yeah, that'll be yours. So, okay, my proposal for this is we do a light side shot and a dark side shot. The light side shot will be the first one that comes up, so that'll be mine. And that's going to be a little more forgiving. More maybe sweet, softer, more gentle, you know? The dark side shot, we're going to pick something that's going to really put some hair on our ass.
Do you have Jaeger or something that's super black licorice-y?
Let me investigate. I was just thinking about like whiskey or something. I'm not a fan
God,
of whiskey.
I don't want to throw up.
Yeah, but that's why I thought it would be just a little extra spice for the show, you know?
Okay, if if we find out what
did I miss the shot of R2 fucking the computer, by the way? I think I did.
Just missed it. Find out what you got as far as light one and see if you have something licorice-y, and then I'll see where I'm at for the whiskey. just because I don't have a DD tonight.
Okay. And I mean, like, we can do like Sambuca or Quattro.
Okay.
Something that's like, that's what I mean, like light, you know, mm-hmm. just like, it's barely anything to it. Just a little.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. That's shot. Great. I'm just worried then, about your second shot.
But then
shot.
The dark side is where we kind of catch up, as it were, you know?
Can I just put some food coloring in the light shot and call it a day?
I don't mean dark in terms of the color. I mean dark in terms of, like, the...
Could that be your licorice-y like thing? Because I know you hate licorice.
I love licorice. What the fuck are you talking about?
God damn it.
Sambuca is basically licorice.
Yeah.
It's my
yeah.
wife that hates licorice.
Oh, okay.
It's partly because of the taste. It's partly because of how I react mm-hmm. after drinking too much of the licorice.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. After he drinks too much of the licorice, he starts asking for anal. It's just Dave's thing. It's always been Dave's thing. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Dave's gone right now, so I can say whatever I want to say. There's nothing he can do. At least not for another, like, 20 seconds. Okay. I also have Jack Daniel's Tennessee. Duh! I got tequila.
You know what we could do?
What? What is that? Silver tequila, gold tequila. No, 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 no tequila. God, tequila's the absolute worst. Right. Tequila turns me into a fucking drunk white bitch. Throwing my shirt around. Kicking my shoes off and then dancing around them.
All right, we'll do triple sec for the first shot.
Okay.
Triple sec liqueur, because that's... There's nothing to it. And then... We'll see. I'll give you the option if you want to.
We'll get there.
If you want to push out and do Jaeger, just because it's darker, I understand. But I'd like to do some whiskey.
Yeah, I will not stop you from drinking the whiskey. I will not.
But we're in this together, babe.
Yeah, I know we're in this together, babe. But God, I'm just not trying to get sickly. Because I can, like, sober up and shit. I'm planning on, like, sobering up and waiting around for a while. Like, long before I have to leave. Or long after the movie, but before... You know what I mean? But if I drink whiskey, I'm just going to throw up. And then even if I sober up and still have vomit on my shirt, if I get pulled over, not in for a good time. Do that, you're in for a bad time. You're in for a bad time. Oh, was that that's a matte painting, right? Yes. Yeah, of course. They weren't building 30-foot sheer walls.
No, the scene where Alec Guinness is turning the tractor beam off, he's like 6 feet off the ground and that's it.
Or when Luke drops off, I am your... Spoiler. Then he doesn't drop off on a bunch of mattresses or some shit?
Yeah, yeah.
See, the whole time that Chewie's, like, adventuring with these guys, it really makes me wonder if... Oh, he knows. He fucking knows, man. He knows. Because he can feel Obi-Wan, but he can't feel... He can't feel his own daughter earlier in the movie, and I'm pretty sure he's feeling Obi-Wan and not Luke on this.
Feeling.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah, you know... Huge inconsistencies, but... Or is Vader playing the long game? You know?
He'd
have no reason to, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Vader would be that conniving, but I think you're giving Lucas a little too much credit.
Absolutely.
Like, regardless on, like, what he says, when you're making movie number one, you have no idea what the fuck is gonna happen, so you have no reason... to have all that shit orchestrated out yet.
No. This is a runner-up for my... One of my favorite scenes, by the way, is when Han tries to cover on the walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah. The one they make fun of in Family Guy?
Yeah.
That shit's so funny. Yeah.
These guys are the only stormtroopers who are great shots.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of smoke and sparks, but a surprisingly low number of electrical fires whenever they're shooting blasters at, like, computers and shit. Right?
True.
I mean, I sit on my phone for too long, it gets so hot that it could explode. Like, they just shot a weapon. Better disable that door with that convenient one-shot like you did the computer.
And Greedo.
Yeah, yeah. You would think that as many trap doors that they have to walk through...
Sorry. Can we... I want to see Luke open the door and find Burt Reynolds there on the road in that same pose. You know?
That is doable. That is totally doable. The Spaceballs helmets kill me. On those dudes behind them.
Yeah. Man, Spaceballs is fantastic.
Yeah. Rick Moranis, please come back.
We miss you.
Yeah. Man, I miss Rick Moranis. He never did anything offensive.
Yeah.
You know? Never even did movies that were, like, envelope pushing. He was just really fucking... family-friendly and fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Moranis. I get, like, you leave because you, like, got to take care of your kids.
Yeah.
You know, and be, like, a family dad, and that's fucking awesome. But...
He gave... If you were growing up and you felt, like, a bit of an outcast or a nerd or something, he gave you... He was the cool nerd, you know?
Kinda yeah.
Gave you hope.
You grew up with Rick Moranis, and then he just stopped being around. It's so sad.
Maybe blow open a bigger hole next time, guys. So an interesting thing I learned about this... Well, actually, no, I had heard this, but it made me kind of think about it differently now. Carrie Fisher never wore a bra in this movie.
Oh, yeah, because George didn't let her.
Yeah, he said there was no underwear in space, which is fucking weird. But
everybody running around with shit stains in their pants? What the fuck is he doing?
So the solution was they, like, gaffer taped her tits together, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So the real reason, you know, George, whenever you ask George Lucas something, like, well, but why? And he just makes up some bullshit. Oh, because there's no underwear in space, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The real reason is he didn't want the jiggling around... of
boobies,
the chesticles,
yeah,
that to you know, distract or anything. He didn't want to kind of sex up Princess Leia. He wanted her to be, you know, just a hero and shit. And it's weird. And then, you know, he got, like, a bit of backlash for that. So, which is why in Return of the Jedi we get her in the gold bikini.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of thought it's really interesting how that's, like, the mirror opposite of the problem we have these days, where female, like, superheroes and such,
they're overly sexualized,
constantly being sexed up, you know. And there's huge controversy about, well, why their costumes have to be so revealing and everything. And
you rarely get a female main character
kind
in the movie
conservatively. Yeah,
well, yeah. And also you rarely get a female that doesn't have a love interest.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes you just want a girl that's a badass bitch like John Wick.
Yeah,
you know. She doesn't have to be dating anybody.
Have you seen Arrival, by the way?
No.
It's really good. Up to almost the very end, there's no kind of romantic plot.
That is what I've read in all the reviews.
It's good.
That Arrival was amazing, but the ending That's what I've seen, like, most of the reviews.
Oh, no, I love the fucking film, and I'm totally fine with the ending. But just in terms of the whole kind of, it falls into kind of like a romantic subplot kind of thing. It creeps up. It's at the very end, but it does creep up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fucking phenomenal film.
Well, apparently Interstellar came out, and then they had to go back and rewrite the ending because their ending for their movie that they were working on was way too close.
Too similar to it.
To the Interstellar plans and like the information that was being passed to like them at the end.
Yeah,
they had to go back and change the ending just because Interstellar came. And I mean, Universal thinking's a bitch.
Yeah,
you know, like you didn't steal it from them, but rather that argument not even happen.
Absolutely. I mean, if there's even the hint of that, that you know, the internet will fucking go crazy over. So if best just avoid the whole thing, just nip it in the bud right there.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And then reading like the reviews that I read that had like issues with the ending, like after I found out that they had to go back at the tail end of things and drastically change the ending.
Yeah.
That kind of makes their issues with the ending be like, okay, but
I'll tell you,
they were painted into a corner.
Yeah.
If you get, what do you expect when you got, you know, like...
I'll tell you, it's still a fucking phenomenal film and absolutely one of my... It's got a real Interstellar, Inception kind of vibe to it. It's got it could be a Christopher Nolan film when you watch it, just in terms of the story. Or a Jonathan Nolan film, I should say. It's a great story in the reveal with the end. It's like Interstellar meets The Sixth Sense.
Okay.
And I don't mean that, you know, oh, they were dead the whole time or whatever, but in terms of like, it puts the whole movie, when they kind of reveal when the ending kind of hits you, it puts the whole movie that you've been watching up until that point in a completely different perspective.
Okay.
Kind of like when you find out that Bruce Willis has been dead, you find yourself thinking back and like, oh, shit, that's why this was like that and why this was happening. And completely different way of looking at it. Really, really good film. Highly recommend it.
Okay, I'll have to watch it.
Was not going to win Best Oscar, Best Picture, you know? I completely know that.
Sci-fi movies rarely do.
Yeah, but fantastic story. I don't know if it got... screenplay or whatever, but
have you seen Split yet?
No, I have not.
Oh my god,
because you told me how good it was with the ending, so now I'm just gonna wait for the red box.
Yeah, and honestly, that conversation that I told you about, realistically, it is an afterthought that if it wasn't there, the movie would not change in the slightest.
It's just a nice stinger for
I gave you a reason to watch it. I'm not spoiling the story. But goddamn, so good, bro. So good. M. Night Shyamalan's fucking back.
Yeah, in a big way.
Yeah, I hope he just continue put out the anti superhero movie once a year. I'm on it. Just give me a superhero
these
movie
days
that is sad and depressing.
We need that. We need a break from the big popcorn flicks like the Marvels and the DCs. We need somebody every year to do something like that.
I need an adult
movie.
We
have Chronicle. That was doing the same sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
That was fresh, and we loved that. I loved Super with Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, I like superhero movies that they don't expect you to bring your kids to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just give me one a year.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting 8 to 10 superhero movies a year that are your traditional movies.
Yeah. Just cut me some slack. And I don't want everything to be like Iron Man. I don't want it to all be colorful and 80s music like Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, the whole movie was awesome, but their marketing was great, and then it turned into every superhero movie is going to market with Queen or like 80s music.
Well, I think Suicide Squad's really the only one that's gone that route.
Oh, no. There's... The 80s music, and then also for a lot of horror movies, we're going to play a slowed down minor version of a well-known song, a happy song from the 60s or 70s. As it plays, there's going to be this build-up audio till it gets really loud.
I know you're referring to 10 Cloverfield Lane, but what else?
No. Have you seen the Geo... Okay. God, I was actually watching a video a few months ago talking about it, and just bringing up the Purge movies. Mm-hmm. Last couple Purge. There's the Geostorm movie. There's just this thing with where it's a not happy movie, so we're going to play a minor version of a really happy song, and then this other sound effect builds in severity, and then it goes silent, and then you hear last line of happy minor song, and that's just what happens. It's so much, bro.
But trailers do copy each other every couple of years. Like, for the longest time, we all had the Inception, you know, like, boom, in all the trailers. Well, and then when Interstellar came out, did you notice we had trailers that got louder and louder and louder, and then suddenly cut to silence?
Yep, that still hasn't went away.
Yeah. So we're in that, okay, yeah, we're in that phase of, let's take some catchy music from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
But subvert it with other...
Well, and that feels like
the images subvert it.
It's the same way with art across the board. Like, no matter what, anyway, you know, like, auto-tuning got popular, and then it was everywhere for, like, a good couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, even there's a show on Netflix called Abstract, where every episode goes, you interview an artist, and a stage designer does the episode on stage design and sets, and she's the one that does all of Kanye's and U2's concert stuff. The Nike shoe designer did the shoe episode, and he was the guy that did the Air Mags from Back to the Future, and then 20 years later actually built them. But there's this graphic designer who did the design for the Broadway show Bringing the Noise, Bringing the Funk.
Yeah.
Savion Glover show. I saw it on Broadway, and it was amazing. But the posters were they were yellow or, like, all white and with a bunch of, like, words and these different, like, bold fonts.
Yeah.
And it got all these awards. And then for, like, 4 years after, graphic design turned into not logos, it turned into fonts.
Right.
And everybody was using her font. And you see her talk about it, and she's like, on one hand, yay, but on the other hand, fuck you, you guys are stealing. But yeah, once you see one thing that works, people just copy it until it no longer works.
Have you
works.
Played the South Park game, by the way?
Stick of Truth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, Obi-Wan Kenobi just used the Sneaky Squeaker just then.
Yeah. Have you played The Fractured But Whole?
It's not out yet. It got delayed.
Okay.
I'm super bummed, but yeah. I will totally be playing that.
It's exciting.
Okay, so my scene's coming up, so hurry back. Oh, it's that. Oh shit! It's right here. All right.
It's right here.
It's right here. Here he is.
Do you have shot glasses?
I do. That is, yeah. That is my Harrison Ford moment.
All right.
I like it. Here it is. Okay, so our shots tonight. We are drinking some triple sec. Basic brand triple sec liqueur. Oops.
Basic bitches. That's what we do.
Cheers, sir.
Cheers.
Ooh, and let's see how we feel when the Death Star assault starts, and see what you want to write.
That shit is choice, man.
It's. I mean, it does
I could
job.
See myself pouring that into my everything every morning for breakfast.
Okay, yeah.
I would start drinking juice on the regular. Because mimosa is not quite my breakfast drink. Mimosa is my right after breakfast drink. Mm-hmm. But a screwdriver is better with my breakfast than a mimosa.
Sure. Yeah, start dropping some triple sec in that juice.
Yeah. I cream my coffee with a...
Bailey's?
Bailey's or Kahlua, yeah.
Yeah.
The Kahlua makes me feel like an adult and doesn't look like I turn it into bitch coffee with a bunch of creamer.
Do you fry your bacon in Jaeger or something?
Actually, if you get Crown Maple.
Okay.
And you put like a cup of Crown Maple into a pot on your stove on medium along with a cup of actual maple syrup. You then take it off before all the alcohol's off, and now pancakes and waffles get you fucking drunk, dog.
I was going to say, it sounds like everything you eat for breakfast is going to get you fucking drunk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You want the booze to be in the sauces and the drinks. You want the food. If you put anything in there, you just want to put a little bit of cannabis in there. You don't want to... I don't want to get alcohol poisoning from, like, deciding to eat, like, 40 pieces of bacon.
Right.
I'll get cholesterol.
Oh, look, here's another Indiana Jones thing. Just managing to jump through the door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure he would have done that in Air Force One as well.
Yeah. I'm pretty... Yeah.
Harrison Ford, he's the man of close calls and overwhelming odds. But never tell him the odds. Because he doesn't like that.
No, he also doesn't like snakes, apparently. Or David Blaine. He doesn't like David Blaine, going by that last
Get
special.
Get the fuck out of my... Did you see that? Did you ever see the trailer I made for when the Force Awakens footage hit, the first trailer?
No.
No? I took that footage from that David Blaine video, where David Blaine does a trick for him, and then he's like... His reaction is just kind of stunned disbelief, mm-hmm. and then he's just like... Get the fuck out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
That first trailer that they released for Force Awakens that ends with Chewie, we're home. I put those two together. Chewie, get the fuck out of my house. It was great. I was so happy.
That's super funny. He's got some pink lips. And didn't he think this is the dumbest shit in the world?
Yeah, well, Alec Guinness? Yeah. He originally wasn't going to be killed off, but then somebody kind of pushed for him to be killed off at the end. And Alec Guinness was like, I'm totally for that, because I don't want to say any more of these stupid lines. He mm-hmm. didn't want to be in like another movie or anything like that. Still fucking got dragged into it, didn't he?
God.
So this scene here where they are trying to escape, these are like of the original trilogy, these are the core eight characters here.
Mm-hmm.
Obi-Wan, Darth Vader, Luke, Leia, Han, Chewie, C-3PO, R2-D2. This is the only scene when they're in the same place at the same time.
In this whole movie?
In the whole trilogy.
Wow.
From now. And I mean, you know, it's not like they're all hanging out like a big group. We don't get the iconic shots, the camera swirling around them and shit.
Yeah.
But they're all in the same place at the same time. They will never be in the same place at the same time again. I mean, even if you...
What about Cloud City? What about with Lando Calrissian?
Luke's not there.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you cut... Okay, because he's dead now. Let's cut out Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
The Magnificent Seven. Yeah, Luke is never there with them at Cloud City at the same time. Endor, Darth Vader's there, and then Luke goes off and does his own thing with Vader. So yeah, they're always separated for the rest of it. This is the only time when they're kind of within eyesight of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, this is the only time as well that we see Darth Vader kill anybody with a lightsaber until Rogue One, if you want to count, you know, Darth Vader. I guess you
or
could count
prequels.
Episode 3 if you want to count, or Episode 2. Which one does he kill? The Tusken Raiders who killed his mom. Is that Episode 2? When he starts his turn to the dark side?
I thought so.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But that's Anakin Skywalker, and if you want to split hairs, it's not quite Darth Vader yet. You know?
Yeah, because when he was walking out of that tent all pissed off, he had shorter hair, right? Not the long Episode 3 hair?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He had that fucking Ewan McGregor from Episode 1 haircut. It's mm-hmm. like a crew. It's like a Vanilla Ice with a rat tail and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
it's all
but
about
yeah,
the rat tail, bro.
Don't count Anakin Skywalker as... Darth Vader, two different people, you know.
Yeah.
All that shit.
All right. I'm going to go pee, because I was doing that, but then our shot came up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I didn't want to miss the shot, because that's bad form.
Absolutely. I appreciate your dedication to the tradition, sir.
Dedication to the craft. I'm a giver?
Yeah. So the name of this podcast is Big Gay Date, and sometimes, like on a date, you don't really have much to say. But that's why we're watching a movie, because hopefully it will encourage us to talk about whenever, you know, if you're on a date and you don't know what to talk about, you can always talk about the movie you watched. And I think before, maybe even before I saw this movie, but definitely afterwards, I was absolutely into all the Star Wars games that came out for the PC, the X-Wing Fighter and TIE Fighter and shit like that, Rebel Assault. So this scene here where you're just kind of, where the characters are stuck in a cockpit just shooting at shit, and this is the stuff I was playing as a kid. And that line always makes me think back to the Family Guy episode where he says, "Don't get penis-y." I don't get how these guns are effective. Because one's on the top, one's on the bottom. So they're facing... You know how the Millennium Falcon is laid out?
Yeah.
Yes.
So one of them's facing north, like up. One of them's facing down.
Okay.
Makes no sense, because now they're going to meet in the middle and start walking like horizontally again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Star Wars gravity has also always... Yeah. Been kind of weird. And then they just throw around the word gravity generators like that's fucking normal.
Oh, okay, George. Yeah.
Yeah, you're really bad at science.
So, the whole thing with Luke Skywalker is he wants to rescue the princess, right?
It's always rescuing the princess. Did you not play video games in the 80s?
But then he just gets roped into this whole fucking intergalactic war with the rebels and the Empire and shit. Like, I don't think he knows what he's getting himself into, right?
More than likely, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He has no idea. I'm pretty sure, other than moisture farming and drinking blue milk, he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. He is Amish farm boy in New York for the first time.
Yeah. Like, imagine going to, like, you're chasing after this princess, and then you fucking wind up on the Death Star with all these people shooting at you. Like, did you think it was going to be this tough?
Yeah, at what point do you go,
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good.
There's plenty of moisture farmers down back on Tatooine.
Yeah, hey girl, hey, you can do this yourself.
Girl power and all that.
Oh.
Now we know he's just trying to be a protective older brother.
I don't even think he knows he's being a protective older brother. He's marking his territory.
Well, let's hope he doesn't, because otherwise, you know, because... Well, actually, no, she kisses him in Empire, right?
Yeah. Mm. I feel like right there, he was literally trying to mark his territory. Like, I got dibs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he didn't know yet.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
What I'd love is that guy to come up like 20 minutes later and put a ticket on the Millennium Falcon. like he's got a radar gun marking their speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's that deleted scene?
Yeah, the hangar looked way more open and well lit in Rogue One than in this. Fuck it. We're just going to use black. It's dark.
Were they on Yavin in that film? Shit, they were. You're right. God, I only saw it once. I know it's coming out on Blu-ray real soon, so I'm absolutely picking it up.
Yeah, he's totally at the Rogue One base. Mm.
It's always weird how these plans are not right, you know?
Yeah.
But I think they're also wrong in Rogue One as well, yeah? Just for consistency.
Pretty sure. And in one of those guys in Rogue One, somebody famous as well, just kind of worked in.
Oh, like a cameo?
Yeah,
just being one of those guys.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It really makes you wonder how many famous people are in these Star Wars movies that you don't know about. It's like the Daniel Craig in Force Awakens.
Yeah, it was Gareth Edwards that did Rogue One.
I think so, yeah.
And he did...
Godzilla.
The new Godzilla. Uh-huh. So do we have Bryan Cranston in there somewhere? Do we have Quicksilver? Do we have Scarlet Witch?
You know? Right? We know all of JJ's homies showed up in Force Awakens. Some of Gareth's got to be in there.
I don't know what else he did before Godzilla. Like, does he have any kind of recurring characters or famous friends?
No, but didn't he do... He got Godzilla because he did Monsters, right?
That's right, yes.
Which was good. Really good. It's only 2 meters wide. Luke's like, ah, man, this looks easy. I could totally fucking do this.
It's like, I can turn off my computer systems and do this. This is the briefing that gives him the confidence to do it.
Yeah, yeah. He, in his head, he's like, yeah, I'm. Oh man, I can totally do this. I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to look like such a badass.
I'm going to come home, get all the pussy.
Yeah. See, all these dudes, they're all going to be single by the end of the night because I'm going to fuck all of their girlfriends. Every single one of them. Get it. So they're making prisoners wear life vests now, apparently. Man. Yeah, see, this story is his redemption. Like, this movie is totally Han Solo not being shitty for the first time in his life.
So you think the Han Solo movie is going to be just him being shitty?
That's why I'm not interested in the Han Solo movie, because until this, he was a hustler that was all about himself.
This is the guy he was.
Chewy.
Yeah.
If this turns into the only thing this can be is a buddy comedy where the only person he gives a shit about is himself and Chewie, and he's still shitty at the end, because anything more than that is not going to fit.
And Lando's in it, right? Because we have Donald Glover as Lando, which means he's going to fuck over Lando.
Yeah, because what is Lando, later on when we meet Lando in the original trilogy, he refers to Han's, like, they know each other, they're homies. What was their last interaction? Because it was kind of positive, otherwise...
Well, no, he thinks he goes into it, he goes into the meeting expecting Lando to hate him still.
Oh, okay, so and yeah, you're right, this one he does
and he's
kind of
surprised that he's cool with it, but then he realizes, oh, it's just because Darth Vader's here, he's trying to lure me into a trap. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guy? That would make a whole lot more sense if we saw any of the scenes you were in beforehand.
It's porn stash. RTDC has been grabbed by one of those claw machines. Wow, there was a bit of a jump cut there, actually. The guy that walked past, R2-D2 jumped up like 2 feet. And there was actually, I read there was a line in that scene about how some guy comes up to Luke and he's like, hey, I knew your father, blah, blah, blah. And they just completely cut it out by just cutting when people walked past the frame.
Uh-huh.
Just completely severed it. But you can still tell because R2 jumps up a little bit.
Because at this point in time, everyone's still under the impression that Vader is Darth Vader. Do they think Anakin Skywalker's dead or...
Nobody really knows who Anakin Skywalker is anymore. Remember, a lot of people think the Jedi are a myth and stuff.
Everyone that mattered got killed.
Except for Obi-Wan.
Okay.
Who got killed now, I realize.
And Obi knew.
Yeah.
Obi. Occasionally fishes down the street.
I can't call him Ben Kenobi. That sounds weird.
No. but Obi sounds like a nickname.
Mm.
I mean, Obi-Wan, Kenobi, none of that sounds like a real name.
Doesn't roll off the tongue. No.
Yeah, no.
Do you ever play any of the old Wing Commander games with Mark Hamill?
Uh-uh.
I just remember seeing like cover art of it and shit, and I just imagined it's basically the further adventures of Luke Skywalker.
Uh-huh.
Just a bit older.
The only Star Wars game I played growing up...
I was talking a little bit about this while you were peeing, but I'm interested to hear what your go-to Star Wars games were.
I didn't have any. The only one that I played, my sister owned, and I forget the name of it.
Describe it, because I have an encyclopedic knowledge of the Star Wars games.
Flew around in an X-Wing, space battles, X-Wing. About the same time as 007 GoldenEye.
Probably X-Wing.
Yeah?
Maybe X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, I don't know. There was an X-Wing game, then there was a TIE Fighter game, and then there was X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. And it was a flight simulator, right?
Kind
of. Or was it a... Hang on, did you have, like, full control to fly around and shit? Or was it on, an on-rails, shoot-what-flies-past-the-screen kind of game?
No, it was... you could fly around within reason, obviously. Like, only around, like, the initial, like, ship that you're fighting around, or the Death Star run.
Mm-hmm.
Third-person view... Yeah, I totally don't remember the name.
Yeah, X-Wing or X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. Yeah. There were so many fucking games I played. Like, the old Star Wars games in the heyday of LucasArts on the PC were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Even, one of my favorite games was Rebel Assault 2, and it was one of those old-style FMV games where heavy on the cinematics and pretty much the gameplay was all on rails, but the graphics were fantastic because it was all basically photos and shit.
Mm-hmm. When it's on rails, you ain't got to worry about the backside.
Yeah, absolutely. Rebel Assault 2 is so fucking good, man. I can't remember the full story, but I know it has Darth Vader in it, and there's like you have speeder bike chases, you got battles in the X-Wings and shit, you got shooting gallery style stuff. What I love most about it is it did not take itself too seriously, because there were unlockable bloopers and unlockable like a gag versions of all the scenes and shit.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I like when they do that.
Mm-hmm. Like, these guys, you know, they're basically filming another Star Wars movie way before the prequels or anything like that. 1990, 1992, maybe.
Yeah.
And they got Star Wars, you got Stormtrooper outfits, you got Darth Vader, you're playing with blasters and Rebel pilot outfits and shit. You can tell they're having fun. And they were allowed to goof off, and they make, you know, they're unlockable cutscenes where the guy, the main character is joking about pissing into a Stormtrooper helmet and
uh-huh.
shit. And it's like, you don't get that. Yeah, that wouldn't fly, I don't think, these days.
Absolutely not. Oh. Oh, no. The sounds are super iconic.
Yeah.
That's never going to change. That's never going to be... not cool. I mean, the fire in space is kind of obnoxious, but whatever.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Science boy.
I'm going to explode, and then everything's going to conveniently drop downwards.
Except for everything being so bright, the dogfight CG scenes don't really... They're not as jarring as the stuff that's right in the daylight on Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... Yeah, the ships are a little bright. There's a lot of light on the Death Star compared to earlier shots where it's a model and everything.
Well, it's...
But, that looks okay.
Yeah.
Right? But that is absolutely...
But we also have no frame of reference for how that actually looks in real life.
Yeah.
You know? It's CG in general. When you're making things that don't actually exist in the real world, it's easier.
Yeah, no, but I mean, sorry. I mean, compared to the...
Compared to the daylight stuff?
Compared to the original trilogy. Like, that shot right there is computer-generated.
Uh-huh.
So is a lot of these shots coming up. They are not as jarring as...
You would expect?
The rest of the movie is.
Oh, yeah. The dinosaur-looking things and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those also had that weird 90s CG shine.
Yeah, that's exactly what the problem is. That's mm-hmm. all I was saying. If you just... give it a grimy filter, it'll look exactly like in Rogue One, honestly.
Yeah.
Darth Vader's like, man, if you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself.
And it also feels like there's a difference. Oh, God. I always thought that cut from between model and like between like really tiny
bird's
model
to
like slightly yeah. like larger model was yeah. just shitty on Star Tours. I didn't realize that they just used the one
no,
from,
that's
the
from the source. Yeah.
That's bad.
Man. I do miss the trench run in Star Tours. You don't go there anymore, do you? I've never had that ending.
I mean, there's a handful of endings now, though.
I know. I'm pretty sure I've ridden them all, honestly.
Yeah.
So when they... Oh, God, when was it? 2012? When they remade the Star Tours ride at Disneyland and turned it into 3D, and now it has multiple endings. The original one, you ended up through an asteroid field, and then you found yourself in the middle of the Death Star battle like this, and you went into the mission. You were Luke, and you were the guys who dropped the... Oh, wait, no, you were behind Luke the whole time, just like tagging along, and Luke dropped the bombs and everything, and you escaped. Now this one, you fly to all kinds of different planets from both the new movies and the old, and even from The Force Awakens. Rumor has it they're adding stuff from the Battle of Scarif.
Why not?
Because, why, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the Jakku one from Force Awakens?
Yes.
You
that
are.
Was the only one that I'd written.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. I'd written everything else, and then the last time
well,
I wrote
all the old ones,
one.
But out of the new ones, that's the only one that I've had a chance to... The, right. the, both times that I wrote it,
yeah,
still did that one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it, you know, years ago, and then last year I wrote it again, and we did Jakku, and it was fantastic. Because you do that whole thing where you're flying through the Star Destroyer, and then... fucking throw the brakes on and flip around and shit. Plus, you got fucking what's his tits? Finn. Like, they're giving you new footage and shit, which is fucking awesome. But you never go back to the Death Star, and I do kind of miss that from this version, because I rode that ride back when I was like 4 or 5. I rode it in Disneyland Paris with a robot that speaks only French, you know. So you're flying through, and I have not seen the movies by this point, so the robot's there just like, qu'est-ce que c'est? Tout un peu comme
moi. Oh, my God.
And I just, I have no idea what the fuck's going on, but it's just a bumpy ride, and I'm having a great deal, I'm a great deal of fun.
Yeah, just enjoying myself, man.
Yeah. But I do, but see, so yeah, every time I ride Star Tours, I do kind of miss this trench run that you go on. It's a shame that that's not built in there at any point.
The trench run's pretty rad.
It's iconic, man. It's in the fucking opening of Naked Gun, you know?
And the trench is only on the Death Star by mistake.
Oh?
Yeah, the Death Star they were building started to come apart on the seam, and so then they just kind of made it part of the design, and that is what we got.
Is that expanded universe, or is that canon? Is that
no,
Rebels?
I saw
or?
That. I literally saw that in an interview on Tested, where like the guys behind the crew on Star
oh,
Wars.
Oh, they built the model, and it started to fall apart.
Yeah, the trench actually came from a design flaw.
No way.
Like in the actual like model.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll send you the YouTube video. It's really interesting. That's where I learned all about the scale and the difference in the shots on the ships between this movie and the next ones.
Right.
Because they just everything was smaller, and they didn't have they had a Frankenstein shit. The second one and the third one, they were still Frankenstein and stuff, but not as much.
You can tell, like shots like this where you're going over the compare it to Return of the Jedi, you know. And another Death Star they've managed to build in 4 years, so it must be pretty damn close to the first one. Way more detail.
Luke's like, I never pull out. Right?
So the guy who plays Wedge was offered a role in Force Awakens, but he turned it down. He didn't want to be... He didn't want to keep doing that thing, basically.
Yeah.
What? I mean... Just join the party, man. Everyone else who is alive is back. Why would you not... Why would you not do it just for the shits and gigs?
Yeah, what else are you doing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, you got nothing going on right now, man.
I mean, I really, really like me some Netflix, but if given the opportunity to make some money.
Ooh. Is this the end of Biggs?
I think we're coming up in my moment.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, pick your poison.
I might have to go with clear this time. That's not fucking... I might just go with that.
Oh, I'm giving you a choice, Jaeger or whiskey.
Oh, Jaeger. Then okay. Jaeger. Yeah, yeah, Jaeger. Is it cold Jaeger?
Yeah.
Okay. That didn't sound convincing. Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Fridge Jaeger. A lot of people have freezer Jaeger, but fridge Jaeger is just all right. Oh, I thought you were still drinking whiskey.
Fuck no. I said we're in this together, man.
Oh, Luke. Luke, are you kidding? You couldn't just use the force, but still keep the guidance system on.
Yeah. What could it hurt?
Yeah.
It's like, you can pull out, but just wear the condom. Because you never know.
Yeah. Because
you never know.
Putting all your eggs in one basket. Yeah, so like, if he missed on this.
Where is that movie?
Yeah. That's how it should have ended.
It's just the lonely adventures of... Oh my, it would be like Castaway, because you got Luke, and you've got his Wilson, which is basically R2, but he's been blown up, so he's not getting repaired anytime soon.
Uh-huh.
Just wandering the galaxy alone.
Now, also, what if he missed? But what if he took the shot just a second too late? And the Death Star is gone, but so's the fucking planet. Now you're stranded in space.
With these fuckers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Lens I forgot player. Han Solo exists. Never mind.
I got something you can blow. Let's drink when the explosion happens.
Oh. Cheers.
Oh.
That was wonderful. It was one in a million. Way to go, Luke. I think it's wishful thinking to assume that you guys got away from the ship that quick.
In that shot, you can see Darth Vader's face. Did you notice that?
Oh, through the lens?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they hadn't moved to the darker lenses till the next movie.
Oh, man.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Oh, hey, girl. Hey, girl. Wait. Let me nuzzle on your titties. Hey, guy. You're throwing a monkey right back the fuck up.
Man, this is some comically exaggerated hugging and high-fiving and shit. Yeah,
they don't know each other like well enough to give that. It's a thankful high-five, but they're high-fiving like their brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know their brother and sister yet.
Oh, look, Han's taken her away already, and Luke has to catch up.
And Luke, R2 fucking devoted his life to you and your dad before you, and then you were just like, peace, somebody else will fix him.
Han's taking the titties away.
Yeah. And then he's wearing his standard Han Corellian pants.
Uh-huh. Luke makes a fucking effort.
Mm-hmm. If I started wearing Han Solo Corellian blue pants with the stripe down the side, I can almost fucking guarantee you that 99% of the people that saw me wearing clothes would not know that I'm a nerd wearing a Star Wars costume.
You can absolutely casual cosplay Han.
Yeah. Yeah. God, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Just go to Hollywood Studios. Just stand around in Star Wars land.
Yeah, yeah. What do you have to do? Like, how do we... Oh, God. Winky wink. You know Luke saw that shit. Luke's like, yeah, wink at her all you want, bro. I got
Don't worry,
this.
I'll get her afterwards.
I'll take your sloppy seconds.
I know I'm a little short, but... And I'm third, says R2.
Where the fuck is my medal? Giggle, giggle, giggle. He don't get one. And he's like, you fucking bitch. C-3PO, she's a bitch. Yay! Prisoners in the middle. God. George Lucas, you're lucky. You were lucky. This movie worked. You didn't know why.
You will not be lucky again.
Yeah. There's a reason this movie worked. And it was not your script writing.
Because, yeah. Well, no, who wrote the... Did he direct? No. We had different writers and directors for the rest of the original trilogy, right?
Yeah, the ones that people love the most are the ones that he had less to do with.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
But again, in his defense, this is number one. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the fuck you're going to be able to do next time, you know? Yeah. Like,
not everything's planned out as a fucking trilogy or a multiverse these days.
Yeah, like now Star Wars can just print money. But at this point in time, he did not have that opportunity.
No, the guy who greenlit the movie and took a chance, he cried when he saw the movie because he was so fucking happy it paid off. Like... He risked everything for it.
If he cried, there was probably a good chunk of time where he thought it was going to be a lump of shit and he lost Oh, man.
Exactly.
Sucks.
But when he saw it, he was so fucking thankful. And he still got ripped out because he did not lock down the merchandise.
And there's a whole... I had... you know the Darth Vader head that held all the little G.I. Joe like Star Wars figures?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there was a Darth Vader head that held, like, two layers of them, held, like, 50 of
like
them.
Like a carry case.
Yeah, and they make it now, to this day, but up until, like, a year ago when we sold it, I had the original one. I had every single figure, all their original, like, slide out, like, lightsabers and shit, but we also had the catalog that came with it.
Ooh.
And the catalog to see vintage Star Wars merchandise when the kids... that are playing with the toys are wearing Empire costumes and fake mustaches to look like people that work on the Death Star. Bro, those toys, and it was for Star Wars 1. It was for all the stuff from this movie, not when it turned to Episode 5 and all that other bullshit. Yeah. You know, it was these
Star
toys.
Star Wars.
Yeah, and in this little paper catalog, there was like 20 pages of different shit on every single page. Mm-hmm. So if that motherfucker did not lock down the merchandise...
Oh, he fucked up royally.
Bro.
George Lucas is not where he is because of Star Wars the movie. He is where he is because of Star Wars the merchandise.
Yeah.
Star Wars the lunchbox.
The cash
Star
cow,
Wars,
bro.
Everything.
The R2-D2 alarm clock.
Yeah. The bath towels.
Uh-huh.
The chocolates. Everything.
The popsicle molds that look like lightsabers, and then whenever you like freeze them, you turn it on, and it turns your popsicle into a lightsaber. It's the coolest shit.
The lightsaber dildos. You know that's a product, and you know he's getting paid for it. Does he care? I fucking wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of product, did you see that the flux capacitor for your car is being sold on the O'Reilly Auto Parts website now?
No.
Literally started within the last 48 hours. It's the funniest shit.
What does it do?
It is literally the little flux capacitor that you can buy and plug into your car.
And that's it. It does nothing.
Yeah, it does nothing but makes you feel good.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah. There's a cell phone charger that plugs into your cigarette lighter that is a tiny flux capacitor.
Okay.
And it like blinks and shit and it has the USBs on the side. I'd be more apt to spend money on that just because I don't want to I'm all down for a nerd joke. But I don't want to waste, like, space in my car. But a little thing that covers your cigarette lighter and I can still plug my phone into it, that's nerdy enough.
Or a little, like, car radio, but instead of the stations, it gives you a place to put in the dates and shit, like three of them, you know?
Yeah. Well, all right. I had fun.
I had a lot of fun. I hope you had fun too, guys. Thank you for joining us. I realize you stuck with us for like 2 hours, 4 minutes now. You could have done a great deal of things with your time. You could have done some lighthouse work. You could have learned a trade, but instead you spent it with us, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us on our Big Gay Date. My name is Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
We hope you'll join us next time. Thank you, and good night.